15. Describe how to determine what parts of a three-factor design should be used to evaluate the replication and the generalizability of a previous one-factor design. The idea is the same. You got to look into that factorial design. You got to pay attention to the details of the first study. Who was it run on? Where was it run? What were the task and stimulus elements? Once you properly define the earlier study, you'll be able to know whether in the factorial design, two-way or three-way, whether in that factorial design, simple effects, semi-marginal means, or marginal means are the best representation of the earlier study. If the earlier study only used boys, you got to find some part of the three-way that's only about boys. If it only looked at guns, you got to find the part that looks only at boys with guns. If you ran boys and girls and guns, you got to find the part that's boys and girls and guns. Okay? So that research hypothesis, or I should say that earlier study, is best depicted either by simple effects, semi-marginal means, or marginal means. Detail that earlier study, figure out which one it is. The reason I bring that up is that a lot of you are going to move into the realm of doing literature reviews for your introductions, for other papers, and sometimes those literature reviews lead to formal or informal meta-analyses. And one of the best ways in the world to screw up a meta-analysis is to grab the wrong part out of a study to represent the effect from that study. There was an awful lot of that in the early meta-analysis, where people consistently grab the main effect of a variable out of a factorial design. If we're looking at, you know, CBT versus peer treatment, and that was part of a five-factor design, they'd grab the main effect without paying attention to who, what, where, when, how, any of that important stuff. They just grab the main effect. And it turns out, because of the way we think about the construction of factorial designs out of previous research, most of the time the main effect is not a representation of the earlier research, because we've added variants. We're running this in three different settings instead of the one from last time. We're running it on six different age groups instead of the one for last time. Okay? Marginal means rarely represent simpler designs. Sometimes, but rarely. And so you've got to look into the elements of the original study and match the elements of the original study as well as you can to some part of the current study. Take just that part to look at replication. The rest of it is generalization. Whatever part isn't the exact replication is generalization.